Chapter 6. Buck and Spitz fight to the end.
Francois looks at his wounded dogs in the cold sunlight.
Ah, my friends,
he says softly.
You are still here, but maybe later you will go crazy from the wolves' bites.
Perrault is very worried. They still have 400 miles to go to Dawson. If the dogs go crazy, they can't get there. The men put on the harnesses and the team starts on its way. This trail is the most difficult one they have travelled so far. After a few days, they come to the 30-mile river. It is very wide, and the wild water is cold and swift. They take 6 days to travel only 30 miles. Perrault still goes in front of the team to beat a path. The ice breaks under them many times, and Perrault has to use a long pole to pull himself out of the freezing water. The temperature is 50 degrees below zero. Each time Perrault falls through the ice, the team must stop for a long time. He must build a fire to dry his clothes and to warm himself before they can go on again. Perrault is strong and brave. He takes many risks, but he doesn't get frightened easily. One time, when he falls through the ice, Dave and Buck fall through behind him. They nearly die in the icy water. Perrault builds a fire to thaw the thick ice which forms on the dog's fur. Francois and Perrault make the two dogs run round and around the fire to get warm again. On another day, the ice on the river breaks and the sled can't run over it. They have to go up the side of the canyon and over the cliffs. It takes a long time and is very tiring for the dogs. These 30 miles are extremely dangerous. They are all exhausted when they finally arrive at Hootalinqua and find solid ice again. Buck is very tired. The other dogs are in better condition, but they have more experience on the trial than Buck. Perrault pushes them to go faster. They work from morning until night with very little rest. Buck's feet are not as hard as the feet of huskies. He begins to limp from the ice and cold. Francois rubs Buck's poor feet every night. He also makes him little dog moccasins to protect his sore feet. This makes Buck feel much better. Dolly, the dog that the wolves bit in the throat at Lake Lebarge, begins to act strangely. She howls long and loud like the wild wolves who attacked her. She runs backwards and forwards. The other dogs are frightened. She turns on Buck and attacks him, but he doesn't want to fight her. He runs into the forest. Dolly follows him closely. Francois tells Buck to turn back to the camp. He takes a stick and hits Dolly hard as she passes him. The blow hits her on the head, and she dies instantly. Suddenly, Spitz takes advantage of the confusion to attack Buck. Francois beats Spitz with his whip.
Spitz is a devil,
he says to Perrault.
He went to kill Buck.
Buck is a strong dog. Spitz cannot beat him, you will see,
replies Perrault. Now there is open war between Spitz and Buck. Spitz thinks that Buck wants to take his position as the leader of the team. He wants to fight Buck to the death. Buck knows now that he must fight Spitz. It is the only solution. He is not afraid. He begins to challenge Spitz more and more. One day, Spitz is going around the camp looking for trouble. He finds Dave sleeping under snow, digs him out, and starts to fight with him. Buck tries to save Dave. He springs at Spitz and knocks him off his feet. Francois hits Buck with his whip to separate the two enemies. He does not want any of the dogs to die in the fight. Spitz and Buck back off, but they are now fierce enemies. At last, they arrive at Dawson. Dawson is a busy mining town, and both men and dogs work very hard here, pulling logs and firewood up to the gold mines. Buck meets many dogs. Some are from the Southland, like him, but most of the dogs are huskies. The team leaves after resting for a week in Dawson. They travel far up north on the Yukon Trail. One day, Dave finds a snow rabbit on the trail. The rabbit escapes, but all of the dogs in the team run after it. They are near another camp. 50 dogs from that camp hear the noise and join the chase through the forest. Buck is leading the enormous pack of dogs, but they cannot catch the rabbit. It's too fast for them. Suddenly, Spitz leaves the pack and runs down another path. He circles the pack and rushes out in front of them, snarling at Buck. Buck knows now that they have to fight, and one of them will die today. They circle each other. Their fangs drip with saliva. Their ears lie flat against their heads. They arch their backs, snarling. Buck tries to bite Spitz in the throat. Spitz defends himself with his fangs. He rips Buck's shoulder with his teeth. Buck is bleeding, and he is tired. Spitz rushes at Buck again. Buck rolls over, but he doesn't go down. All the dogs circle the two fighting dogs, yelping with excitement. Buck knows he mustn't lose. If he loses, he is dead. He leaps at Spitz and crushes his front leg with his enormous teeth. Spitz squeals in agony. He is helpless now. Buck kills him quickly. The pack closes in and surrounds the dead dog.